bringing your attention into the present, into a simple awareness. Appreciating what it feels like to be alive in your body. Allowing any thinking or worrying to settle, if possible. Bring your attention instead more fully into awareness, particularly your body. Seeing if you can find the not good enough. Paying attention to the part of your body it usually lives. Noticing how active it is. Maybe it's totally asleep and dormant. Maybe it's inflamed or agitated. Or something in between. And really appreciating the immediate experience, the painful experience in your body, this feeling pattern, the tightness, the heaviness, constriction. Might be aware of painful feelings like doubt or grief, resentment, confusion, ungroundedness. Letting it be exactly as it is. Just quietly observing it, listening to it. Seeing if you can connect with the view that this is a part of you that is wounded, that's confused, or maybe lost. Maybe desperate. That it is something in you, maybe young, that is is deeply needing a sense of safety and love. And seeing if you can connect with some image or visualization that feels resonant for you. Maybe seeing this pain as a wounded child. Or hurt animal. Visualizing it as something both deserving of and needing love. Some image that naturally inspires a tenderness or compassion in you. Particular image isn't important as long as you connect with it. It could be your own child suffering, a young version of you, a pet that's suffering, if it helps putting your hand over this part of your body that feels the most activated by this pattern, and feeling that tenderness. Allow yourself to bring love to this space, seeing it as that wounded being. Relating to this part of you with that same spirit, you would relate to that image. The sense of openness, gentleness, patience, care. Setting no bounds or limits on that quality of compassion. Not asking anything of you or not good enough. Giving space and care, kind attention. What if that sense of self-compassion begins to wane or fade or shut down? Let yourself return to that image. That wounded inner child or animal or being. Letting yourself see your own pain in the same light as something painful, something you've carried for a long time, potentially. Reconnecting with the tenderness. Kindness. Remembering that this painful pattern is just hurting, confused. And letting that sense of self-compassion extend where possible. Seeing how fully you can embrace this part of you. Giving this part of you limitless space. Not asking anything of it. Not asking it to quiet down if it's active. Not asking it to wake up if it's asleep. Being receptive to it, tender with it, in whatever state it is in right now. As we begin to end the meditation, reflecting on how this part of you has reacted to this quality of love. Not judging that reaction one way or the other, just noticing how it receives the qualities that you have given it.